This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian shelling on Wednesday killed at least 16 people and wounded dozens at a market in an eastern Ukrainian city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Shells explode at a market in Kostiantynivka. Associated Press journalists at the scene saw covered bodies on the ground and emergency workers extinguishing fires in market stalls with blackened, mangled cars nearby. The prosecutor general's office says at least 20 shops, power lines and the floor of an apartment block were damaged. The attack comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Ukraine's capital, where he was expected to pledge more than $1 billion in new American funding in a display of Washington's unflagging support for Kyiv's fight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had more details Wednesday on the $1 billion package,
which includes more ammunition for artillery and HIMAR systems, Javelin and anti-armor systems as well. Tank ammunition for Abrams tanks, which will be arriving in Ukraine soon. An air defense system to help Ukraine protect its people from airstrikes like those they faced today.
At least 32 civilians were killed and dozens injured in artillery strikes by the Sudanese army on Tuesday, one of the highest tolls from a single day of fighting since conflict broke out in April, the activist group Emergency Lawyers said. Rights activists and residents say the regular army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that are fighting for control of the country have fired missiles into populated areas, including incurring hundreds of civilian casualties in the capital Khartoum and other cities. This is VOA News. Gabon civilians are celebrating the military junta's liberation Tuesday of several political prisoners jailed for years without trial by ousted President Ali Bongo. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Gabon's military junta says it has freed several people held without trial by the government of ousted President Ali Bongo. Gabon State TV showed images of scores of people, including opposition supporters, celebrating the liberation of the prisoners. During his swearing-in as interim president on Monday, coup leader Brice Oligui Nguema promised amnesty for people he described as prisoners of conscience. He did not give the number of such prisoners, but Gabon's opposition says there are many. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The European Union on Wednesday blasted quote-unquote obstacles placed on the movements of its ambassador in Kuwait, Niger. The EU has strongly condemned the July 26 coup that ousted Mohamed Bazoum, Niger's democratically elected president. The 27-nation European bloc has suspended financial aid to the nation and is moving towards imposing sanctions on those behind the takeover. Niger's new military rulers have ordered the expulsion of EU nation France's ambassador as tensions have soared with the former colonial power. The leaders of countries in Africa on Wednesday proposed new global taxes and reforms to help fund the fight against climate change at the Africa Climate Summit. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
It's aimed at international financial institutions and major polluters, demanding that these organizations commit more resources to help poorer countries and make it easier to borrow money at affordable rates. It also calls for more carbon credit initiatives. According to the International Monetary Fund, about 24 countries already impose taxes on carbon, but calls for a global carbon tax have never gained much traction.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The death toll from a cyclone that unleashed torrential rain and flooding on southern Brazil rose to at least 31 Wednesday, authorities said, as the region braced for more violent weather. The storms, which started Monday, left whole neighborhoods submerged in floodwaters, forcing some residents to climb onto their roofs and wait to be rescued, officials said. It's the latest in a series of deadly weather disasters to hit Brazil, which experts say are likely being made worse by climate change. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.